Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:45, your chance to win more Wizards tickets. That's coming up at 8:45. 9 o'clock, Dennis Scott joins us in studio to promote the Capital Classic. But right now, we'll talk to our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Hello. We're doing all right.
We're watching Tiger now.
Yeah, we've got the Masters on.
Gee, I'm shocked. Tiger's on?
Before we get into the Masters.
You know you're watching.
What does John Feinstein.
I'm actually not at the moment.
Oh, okay. What does John Feinstein make of the O.J. Simpson case in America and all that sort of thing?
Well, I'm old enough to remember it quite vividly. I'm one of those people. It's interesting. The day he was acquitted, I was at Army, working on my Army-Navy book, and I interviewed 8 players that day. 4 were white, 4 were black. The white players could not believe he was found not guilty. The black players were very happy he was found not guilty, not because they necessarily thought he didn't do it, but because they thought the way the police handled it was another example of racism in the United States. And they were all adamant, all 8 of them. It was kind of a fascinating social exercise for me, accidental, that day. And it was the trial of the century. And I still remember the Bronco chase was the second day of that year's U.S. Open at Oakmont. And Arnold Palmer had played, ironically, his last round at the Open that day and was asked about the whole O.J. thing. In his press conference, and he said, because, you know, he did those Hertz commercials with him for so many years, and he said, oh, no, there's no way O.J. would do something like that. Can't be true.
Right.
And, of course, that's what most people thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the Bronco chase, and I remember in the middle of the Bronco chase, because I was watching like everybody else, they switched to the newsroom, and there was Barbara Walters very somberly saying, and we have learned that when Mr. Simpson is arrested, he will be placed in a cell next to the Melendez brothers, who had been involved in some kind of murder in their family, I guess.
They murdered their dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So
did they murder the dad and the mom?
I think they murdered maybe both of their parents, but I'd have to look it up. Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, anyway, I didn't remember. I just remembered it was family.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, who the hell cares? Where's the relevance of any of that, except that I guess Barbara Walters wanted to get her face on the screen at that moment. And he is a legendary figure for reasons both good and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching him as a kid when he was at USC and how amazing he was. I remember watching the day he went past 2,000 yards, first time in history for the Bills. And then, you know, he had this great career on television. As an actor, as a comic, he was one of those guys who, for a while, was kind of untouchable. He was at one point he made a comment on NBC about the fact that quarterbacks were going down faster than DC-10s, This is when there had been a spate of DC-10 crashes. And a lot of people would have been looking for a new job the next day. I mean, that's not something you joke about, right? Mm-hmm. And he got away with it. He was asbestos. Not asbestos. What the hell is the word?
Teflon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Teflon
still early
works
for
better.
Me. Yeah, that works better. But, you know, he was a legendary figure for reasons both good and horrible. And although Kevin Blackstone wrote an interesting column this morning in which he said that when he heard yesterday that OJ had died, he realized he hadn't thought about him for years.
Mm-hmm.
He was really out of the public eye, other than I guess he tweeted after he got out of jail, and some people, I don't know how many followers he had, but
you'd be surprised how many he had.
Oh, I'm sure he had a lot, because he's still OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
You know, I can't sit here and say, oh, it's a sad day. Apparently there were a number of people tweeting or putting out stuff like, you know, he was a hero and an anti-hero. And a lot of people were pushing aside the anti-hero part yesterday, from what I've heard.
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. It's the hardest thing to.
There was a mountain of evidence, DNA, and I mean, I know the conspiracy theorists say, well, it was all planted, but the
right.
evidence was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and the prosecutors just did a horrible job.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little bit like me playing golf against Tiger Woods or Scottie Scheffler nowadays. They were just totally overwhelmed by Johnny Cochran and his so-called dream team.
Right. Well, I don't know. It was just a weird day,
his was a weird life, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. Although the weirdest quote I saw was some woman interviewed him. I talked about this earlier with the boys, and you know, after it's all said and done, and you know, he's flaunting his, you know, the fact that he was able to protect his wealth and live in Florida and going out. Remember. And all these girls were around him, and she said, what is it like? He goes, my life is great. I've never had more blank in my life.
Right.
Yeah.
And they asked the women about it, and the women were like, yeah, we know he did it. And these are young girls, and I'm just honestly just make a blanket statement, young and dumb.
And never forget the aphrodisiac of wealth and fame.
Well, that's exactly what it was. And they said that, you know, we know he did it, but, I mean, come on, he's an icon. He's OJ.
Well, it was just like the women.
Right, he's OJ.
It was just like the women who were falling all over themselves for Manson when he was in jail.
Right.
People right.
Who write letters to.
Yeah, write letters. I love you.
Jail.
I'll marry
right.
you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just stupid people.
People are crazy.
The world has a lot of very insane people.
Yes. Yeah,
that is
yeah.
correct.
All right, so we have to, you know, you are a golf guy. Thoughts? I mean, it seems to me, I actually like Bryson. I mean, who can't like Scottie Scheffler? I don't think anybody in the country couldn't like him.
Right.
But I assume that Bryson will fade just because of the nature of the way he plays and that Scheffler will be there at the end. I don't know. If I had a bet on Scheffler, I would double down today. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Scheffler's always there at the end, isn't he?
Yeah, seems like it.
And the interesting thing is I was thinking about this on Wednesday because Scheffler, you guys know odds. I don't. But Scheffler's an overwhelming favorite going in.
Yes.
In terms of golf odds. And they were saying, no, nobody's been this big a favorite since Tiger, and it was in his dominant phase. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Scottie Scheffler's a hell of a player. Mm-hmm. He's ranked number one in the world. And there were a lot of people saying, would you take Scheffler or would you take the field? And there was a point between 2000 and 2002 where Tiger won 7 out of 11.
Uh-huh.
I mean, stupid how mm-hmm. good he was. Mm-hmm. But Scottie Scheffler's won one major championship.
Yeah.
You can't say Scottie Scheffler. You can't say anybody in the same sentence with Tiger Woods.
No.
I always get pissed off when, you know, somebody, a young guy is winning a tournament and they'll throw up a graphic saying Tiger Woods at 23, so-and-so at 23. No. There's one Tiger Woods. I mean, go back through the records and what he did until he was 32 after he won his U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, which was his 14th major. He was 32 years old. Mm. And he was so – and it wasn't just the majors. He dominated the majors. But the guy won at least 5 times in a year, 9 different times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's way over the top. You win 5 times in a year once, you're a Hall of Fame candidate. And Scottie Scheffler, don't get me wrong, he's a hell of a player, and I'm not going to be surprised if he wins on Sunday. But this notion that on Wednesday, Jason, you're the big golf guy. If you had been offered Scottie Scheffler or the field, who would you take?
I would have taken the field.
Right, and that's what you should do in every golf tournament.
And then today I'm looking a little dicey.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Double down.
Because the way guys like Scheffler lose is they shoot 74 the first day and then they can't come back. He shot 66. So I'm stunned that anybody would compare Scottie Scheffler to Tiger Woods. I mean, he's playing on one leg for crying out loud and he's still not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you guys know I'm not a fan of Tiger as a person, but as a golfer, are you kidding me?
Well,
he's unbelievable.
And the thing
he's still unbelievable.
He's
playing
still unbelievable.
By the way, Jason Day is wearing the worst sweater.
I don't get it. I've been tweeting about it for 2 days, and
I got money that says his wife gave it to him.
No, he's got some deal with Malbon, and I think somebody has the right theory, right? Because he's wearing these baggy pants, and I think this might be the answer. That maybe they're trying to do the mom gene bit. You know how mom gene?
Right.
Sure.
So maybe they're saying, okay, we're going to do this for guys in golf.
Well,
we're going to make this a thing.
As soon as I get off with you guys, I'll go back to my fashion research.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just terrible.
I mean, I can't stand it. But you know,
I mean, I would wear it if I was getting paid, obviously. But, man, it's
just awful. Well, and a lot of guys wear very bad clothing because they're getting paid.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There's no question.
I mean, every one of those guys out there is getting paid by somebody.
Yeah. Well, it was a big deal when he left Nike, and then he signed with Mob. Everybody wanted him, and he signed with this Malbon or whatever that
was. Well, I would love to see him win again because he's just one of the best guys
Everyone
I've ever met.
Everyone says they like him, yeah.
Just a wonderful guy. And he's dealt with a lot of, as you guys know, he's dealt with a lot of issues.
Hey, how many times have you been to Augusta?
29.
All right.
Wow, that's
so
a lot.
We had an argument yesterday because Valdez, our producer, I don't know. He was buying into something on social media. I can't remember what it was, but
no squirrels.
There's a theory floating around there from people who have been to Augusta and watching the Masters on TV about
there's no squirrels.
That there's no squirrels on the property.
And I said that you're a lunatic if you think that.
Yeah, I can't say I've run into a lot of squirrels. And I used to walk around a lot.
He's backing the theory.
All right, but here's what I'll say.
So the squirrels,
I'm not
they're killing
there are no
them
squirrels
all?
For crying
no,
out.
No, I know
there's
there are squirrels.
There's squirrels in my backyard.
But when they sit, but Valdez was saying, well, you never see them on TV coverage. And I said, well, first of all, cameras aren't going to just look at a squirrel and pan in on a squirrel.
Right, yeah. No,
but
yeah,
also, if there's 100,000 people,
might.
If there's 100,000 people walking the fairway, the squirrels are afraid of people, so they're going to stay away from people. So they'll be up in the trees. They're not going to be running around the fairway.
That's a very good point.
Well, and nobody walks in the fairway except the players and caddies.
But there are squirrels there. There have to be.
Have to be.
But
you
it's
know,
the theory.
But he's not, he's not confirming, though.
So
he's
money,
not confirming.
They may pay people to go out and shoot the squirrels.
Yeah, he says that's what Valdez is saying.
That's what people are theorizing, and I'm buying into the theory because I'm thinking about every time I watch the Masters, I don't see a squirrel. People that have gone to Augusta,
they don't see squirrels
on the property. You ask them if they've seen a squirrel, they've said no. So I'm buying into the theory, and Jason, for whatever reason, thinks I'm a lunatic.
All right, hold on.
You may be a lunatic.
You also said there was no birds.
No, I did not say there were no birds. I said
birds
they pipe in
TV.
They pipe in
they
the bird
all
sound.
Meant
okay,
the
all
bird
right.
sound.
I did not say there were no birds.
All right, so
there
are birds.
One year when there was a really bad winter. And they painted Rays Creek green.
Yeah, that's
for TV
for sure. They've done that.
You know, so
they iced the
never is. Put anything that involves money past the Lords of Augusta.
Right.
You know, if it takes money to make them look better, they'll spend the money.
All I was saying to Valdez yesterday was, there's billions of squirrels in this country, billions, and there's no chance that they're at Augusta is the one spot on the planet where there's no squirrels.
Well, let me just say this.
By the way, how many squirrels have you seen on TV during
that
other golf
That was my
tournaments?
Point. I've literally never seen a squirrel
I don't know
about
these. Says he notices them other places.
I notice them.
I've never
really?
Noticed.
Really?
I've never noticed
I've
them.
I've never noticed them.
Like, I might notice them, like, naked and afraid
It's quite a theory.
But not in a golf tournament.
I'm now going to be looking for them.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You won't see him on camera. You'll have to go and look around yourself.
Well, then
but you've
we won't
been
be
there.
Seeing them.
But you've been there 29 times, and you can't remember seeing a squirrel in 29.
I,
times.
I could have a squirrel jump up on my shoulder.
I know you
and
wouldn't.
Remember
you
it.
Wouldn't be thinking about it. Right. I get it.
Yeah,
John, have you ever seen all those underground tunnels? Have you been down in that underground world there at Augusta? Have you ever had
no,
an opportunity?
Never. No. That's not a place where the media is allowed. It's like Disney World.
Yeah. Right.
You know, right. No, not at all. Although I did think at one point, you know, they built a new media building. I think it's now 7-8 years ago, because they wanted to use the space right off the first fairway where the media building was for corporate. Mm-hmm. And they told us that there would be a shuttle to get us instantly from the golf course back to the media center. And for some reason, I had it in my mind that it was underground, you know, like a subway. Mm. And in fact, it was just a golf cart. Pretty efficient, though, I'll say that.
Hey.
I mean, I have never one morning I had to be there to interview somebody at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I thought, oh, God, how am I going to get from the media center to the clubhouse? Because those shuttles won't be running, you know, 3 hours before the first tee time. And I got there and there's a cart waiting right there. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
They are efficient, if nothing else.
All right, John, enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy the Masters.
Yeah, let's see what happens with the Caps. That was a bad loss.
Oh, yes. They're done, Ski.
It was gross. It's not fun.
They're done.
We have little faith.
Yeah, well, I'm just kind of keeping my fingers crossed on the Islanders. Yeah, that was a very good win last night.
They're getting in.
We'll see. We'll see.
Thank you, John.
You never know.
Well, odds are they're getting in, Caps or not.
Their odds are better than the Caps right now. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, their odds are better than the Caps right now. I agree with you there. And they've made a hell of a comeback. They've won 6 in a row.
Yes, they have.
So, good for the Islanders.
All right, John.
All right, thank you, John.
Right, guys,
appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Yep. Enjoy the Masters.
Thank you.
It's John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkie. Welcome back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win those Wizards tickets at 8:45. But also, Dennis Scott and his son are here. They're here for the Capital Classic. We'll bring them in a little bit early. They're scheduled for 9. We'll talk some NBA with him. Dennis Scott's on NBA TV all the time. Had an unbelievable career from Flint Hill to Georgia Tech to the NBA, where made it to the NBA Finals with Shaq and the Orlando Magic. So that should be fun. But right now, time to open up the entertainment page, switch gears, find out what's going on in Hollywood and the music scene.
The entertainment page, Lurch, is driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest.
Valdez, what did Tiger do on the – I missed it. I was talking to Dennis Scott.
I don't know. I was
okay. – He had 273 off the tee and a 273 in.
Okay.
So I'm sure he's going to lay up. I would think. If he's
on, I think he's on 15.
Yeah. 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Ask for Mike. Check him out at BMWFairfax.com and definitely mention your boy. They like that over there. All right. We touched on it earlier. OJ passing is what it is. Most people, it's funny, you know, most everybody our generation. Understand? Do you think your kids understand the significance of OJ and the weird sort of life that he led? Your kids?
I think they do. Yeah, they
think they do.
My two oldest definitely do. I don't know if Brendan, my youngest, fully comprehends the whole OJ thing. He's 19.
My daughter was asking me questions last night.
Yeah,
my oldest daughter.
like who he was,
who it was, what was the deal, what was the trial like. I said, you know what, I just want you to watch a documentary. He's got, how many documentaries are there?
But I think they only view him through the lens of being a killer, a double murderer.
Yeah,
they
sure.
They don't really. I'm sure they know he was a football player, but that's much less of a story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Than the trial.
But by the way,
and they don't know the trial really and the significance of all that.
I mean, that happened in the mid '90s.
My son, I told you, said, "Do you say rest in peace?" They consume it from the 1 minute news clip that they saw yesterday.
I definitely do not say rest in peace to OJ.
Yeah, correct. I don't think you give him that.
Now, if he was super repent, you know, whatever, and
he was contrite
and all that, maybe, you know. But all I thought about honestly is, and I'm not sure there is. If there's a hell, he's got to go to hell.
He's probably got a one-way ticket, right? I would assume.
I saw one of my Facebook friends this morning give him a rest in power.
Oh, really? That's bizarre.
That's usually reserved.
That's even
for
higher.
That's
higher.
That is weird.
Yeah. I've never even big heard fan. That.
That's like, that's for the revered.
Yeah. I haven't been on Facebook in probably 2 or 3 years. Did you unfriend that person?
I thought about it.
Like,
I might go back to it. Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
That is weird.
You know, your moral compass is all thrown off.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so Spotify, I'm kind of interested in this. Valdez, you have to talk me through this. They're planning to introduce a new feature that will allow... We're all Spotify guys, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
What are some of the competitors of Spotify?
Pandora.
Nobody's doing Pandora.
Apple Music.
Anymore.
Apple Music.
I got some guys do Apple Music. And what's the one that Jay-Z's behind?
Tidal.
My buddy Kev, he's got Tidal.
Tidal? I've never heard of that one.
T-I-D-A-L, I believe. Yeah, I don't know if it's still around.
He's a Tidal guy. No, it still is.
Yeah.
At least it was as of last summer when we were playing golf.
Okay.
He'd go to his Tidal.
What a weirdo. Did he bring it up on his Zoom?
Yeah, no, he just...
his iPod Mini.
The marketing worked. I think the marketing worked. He's a Jay-Z guy.
Oh, okay. So that he's in that ecosystem.
Was that for Bird or for Eagle?
Bird.
Yeah. So he had to lay up.
You guys are so distracted by the Masters.
So Spotify is planning on rolling out a new feature that will allow users to speed up, mash up, and edit songs. So you can remix songs.
Mashups were huge. When we were at HFS in like 03, 04,
like Jay-Z
mashups
and
were the thing.
And like
Jay-Z and Linkin Park mashups, they were hot, baby, back in the early 2000s.
I still kind of like them because Spotify will do some of that stuff for you. They'll make like mashups.
I'll be honest, at this phase of my life, I have less than zero interest in mashups.
I wish. You guys follow any of those DJs?
No,
they're all cheesy.
I follow DJ I follow is you.
No. I don't even follow them. Believe me, I actually don't follow them, but they do show up my feed, I guess, because I watch one, so now I'll see them forever. Where a guy goes, "Hey, man, you ever mix Morgan Wallen and 50 Cent? And he's at his little turntable. And he goes, and all of a sudden.
Sounds awful.
And it's really catchy, but it's really like, poppy stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It always is
catchy.
It's always catchy.
Like it, yeah.
There's always an end of the year like mashup with all of the top songs that they do together.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of get a kick out of them.
Do
they mash rap with like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, anything you think.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Let me try and find one.
Yeah, find
the
one.
Whole point
see
is to try
like
to do
it.
Like the things you would never think of.
All right.
You put a country guy with a hip hop.
I think
or
the
whatever.
Last mashup I was into, and these genres are very similar, was Kid Rock and Sweet Home Alabama. And that came out probably 20 years ago.
Right.
If I had to guess.
And I like that song.
It was a good mash. I think that song is on my playlist.
I'm sure it is.
I think that one actually is. But I'm a Kid Rock mark.
God, Jason Day's sweater is awful.
By the way, did you see your guy Jelly Roll at the Masters? What do you think?
I did.
What do you think of Fred Ridley and the people at the Masters thought when Jelly Roll rolled in and he was not wearing a golf outfit? I can tell you that.
Man. Surprised they let him in.
Surprised that they probably definitely wouldn't let him walk on a green. He could, leave some permanent marks.
Probably wouldn't.
No, I did see it. Jelly Roll's just such a likable guy.
I'm sure he's likable. He was posing. I think he was in Butler's cabin.
I saw. And he was just wearing his heinous,
oversized
clothes.
He just looked
very out
of place.
Yeah. I think he's a sports fan, though.
I'm sure he is.
I'm pretty sure he is. I know he's a football fan. And he's lost 50 pounds.
Oh, good for him.
Now, that's like, losing an M&M for most of us.
Is he from?
It's progress.
Is he from Georgia? Or is he from Tennessee?
I think he's from Tennessee.
I like to know where people are from, Cakes.
All right, so here's a new health trend. This is right. This actually was up my alley a couple weeks ago when I was at the range.
Okay.
There's a new trend, apparently, to a cookbook author on TikTok. She eats a lot of fiber, okay? And she says she's making fart walks trend. So you eat
that
all
sounds
your
bogus.
You eat all your fiber.
All right.
And after you have a big meal.
Yeah.
And then you just go for a walk to kind of get things going, you know,
get the system moving.
Get the system moving.
So you don't want to be walking behind her.
No. No, not at all. This is just an excuse for Valdez to play this. He couldn't find the remixes, but he found the farts with the quickness.
Oh, you can find those with the quickness.
My Spotify is acting weird.
I'm on day 6 of the black coffee.
Okay, yeah.
It's not any better.
Iced coffee or just black regular
coffee?
I did
iced coffee one day. I'm just kind of letting it cool down. Mm. It's awful. I don't know how you people do it. But I just
get used to it.
I will take one recommendation. Or here's what I'll take. A freebie. Send me a freebie. Coffee beans or something like that you think you're going to like.
A blend that you like, that you'll be into.
Because I'm like Valdez. I go and I get the cheapest coffee.
Right.
Because to me, it's all the same.
Mm. Oh, no. There's different blends, different strengths. You can get light roast, medium, dark roast. You get a French roast.
No, I always get original roast, cheapest container.
Okay.
Because to me, it's a commodity.
You're buying coffee in a big ass can, like Folgers or like
Maxwell, the blue one.
Oh, so bad.
Hmm. Well, what do you buy?
I buy
Dunkin'.
Actually, pretty good coffee.
What do you buy?
My wife found coffee through the show. She's into Gilmore Girls. Like I think half the women on the planet.
My wife loves Gilmore.
And
Girls.
I guess
an old show.
It's an old show, but it's found second life.
Is it like
on Netflix.
Golden Girls?
Not really that old, but
okay.
A guy that was on Gilmore Girls that ran a coffee shop on the show now like sells coffee in real life, and we order it in bulk. And I get just
is that what you serve
ship
here?
It.
Is that what you serve here?
Not all the time, but sometimes if I'm running low, I dip into my,
and you
my
think it's
reserves
good.
At home. It's very good. It's like butter toffee flavored coffee.
All right.
Mm. It's got a little sweetness
what
to it.
What do you have today? Let me try your coffee.
Today, I think we're just drinking regular Dunkin', I believe is the brew du jour.
Dunkin'.
Do you still have some? Can I try some versus my...
You can try some
from Maxwell House.
From our
I think it's the blue
the
container,
room.
Maxwell House.
Yes, it's Maxwell House.
Yeah. I just go there, and whichever one has a big sales ticket on it, that's the one I get.
I'm going to give you two United States dollars if you can give me the
this is
slogan,
what he was doing all day yesterday. He just wanted to bet $2.
The slug line for Maxwell House. It's
good, I can give that to
it's
you.
Good to the last drop.
It's good to
the
last drop. That's too easy.
You gave him a hint.
Yeah, you gave me a hint. Yeah.
It's not my money.
Believe
it's
me, I didn't even know that.
It's a listener's money. Trevor/Torrance's money.
I thought you were going to call him Trevor/Torrance forever.
I gave away a bunch of my twos already.
It's fine. It's what you're supposed to
used
do with
them.
I got them all.
I violated the show.
I got them all.
You're not even
all.
Gambling with them? You just gave, like, you're tipping people with them?
I gave them to a kid who made a 10-foot putt. I just gave
what?
Money. He's a kid. I like the kid. And we had a betting
okay.
contest.
Got it.
And I sponsored the contest.
Mm.
$10. Sorry.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win those Wizards tickets. And Dennis Scott's going to join us with his son, Dennis Scott III, to talk about the Capital Classic, which is coming up tomorrow. It is the 51st Capital Classic. That's next here on The Junkie. Welcome back. Junkie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. Check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. So we were all born in 1970, class of 88. And growing up, the Capital Classic was a huge deal.
Yep.
Our buddy Tom Doyle brought back the Capital Classic. It's the 51st Capital Classic. It's going to be at the Entertainment Sports Arena here in D.C. tomorrow. And Dennis Scott, who you guys know from Georgia Tech, the NBA, Orlando Magic, NBA TV, he's one of the honorary coaches. And his son, Dennis Scott III, is playing in the game. They join us in studio.
Awesome.
So thank you guys
good
for coming in.
Dennis Scott III is going to Georgia State next year.
Mm, very good.
So we'll be playing some college ball.
And the way I know Georgia State is, for me, is Lefty coach there, right? Am I crazy?
You're right on it.
Yep.
You're
right
on it. May rest in peace, my man Lefty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And Dennis, everybody knows the Dennis exploits in college and the pros and everything.
If you're young, you don't understand how good Dennis was.
No. He was like the first, like, Steph Curry
three-point
sniper.
I mean,
sniper.
He was. You
it's
were,
true.
Did
you
know?
It's true. I'm sure he's told you, but it's true.
This guy was unbelievable, and he averaged, you were at Tech for 3 years, correct?
Yep.
And I think your last year, you averaged close to 30 a game.
Yep.
Just balling. And that team was unbelievable. And I remember why I was playing JUCO ball in San Diego, and I was watching the Final Four against UNLV. It was one of the best games I've ever seen. And I was rooting for you guys hard because Rod Bolanos, who's of ours, was on that team. Mm-hmm. But
Rod did a lot of cheering on that team.
He loved cheering.
He did a lot of cheering.
Okay. He was there.
He was there.
Though.
He
was there.
He got a ring. And that ring worked for you.
Hey, it still works.
Is that the toughest as a college player? Is that the toughest loss in your career?
No question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every time that comes up, and I talk to Coach Crimmins, and for all you coaches out there, sometimes you have to live in the moment, and sometimes you have to go against the grain. And what I mean by that. Kenny Anderson picked up his fourth foul, and some of y'all gonna think I'm crazy. Mm. It was 14 minutes, I think 13 seconds on the clock. Yep. How do I still remember that? Back 1990, time, right? Yep. I still remember that. Most coaches take your best player out the game, your best ball handler out the game.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back on it, coach call timeout and trust your best player can play in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny goes out the game. Carl Brown was the backup point guard from England. Love him to death.
Right.
But he's not Kenny Anderson. He's not Kenny Anderson.
When did Kenny foul out? I can't remember. What? Like it was, 5 minutes later?
It was like Kenny goes out the game. We lose. We have like a 9-point lead. Yep. We lose the game. Lose the momentum. Kenny comes back in. Plays another 5 or 6 minute. Fouls out. And we're all pissed off at the end of the game that we should have left him in.
Now, Trenton.
So you were pissed.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't believe I am. You played for Stu Vetter.
That's right.
At Flint Hill.
The original Flint Hill.
Right. Yeah. Well, now tell me about
Flint
that.
Hill Falcons. Okay. We were the Falcons. Now they're the Flint Hill Huskies.
Okay, but was it the same location that it is now? Or was
it across
a different
the street. It was across the street, down maybe a mile or two away, small campus.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I may be wrong about this. I feel like you put Flint Hill on the map.
Say it louder. Say a little bit louder. Say a little bit louder.
It's true, right?
Say a little bit louder. Hold on. Say a little bit. Say a little bit louder now.
Flint Hill on the map.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
But big shout out to Carlos Yakes because he kind of helped start the thing with Stu Vetter and Mike Pepper.
Okay.
So those two names for us older guys, those are the first real two names that kind of.
Now, who were your guys on that? Did you have any guys that ended up playing at a high level that was on that squad at Flint
Hill? Yes, indeed. My mentor at the time and guy who kind of gave me my toughness was a guy named Derek Sims, who played at UVA.
Okay.
He was the guy that was at Flint Hill, and he was, like, all met, and he was just kicking everybody's butt in the city.
Right.
I was a freshman. He was a senior. And that first day of practice, he taught me how to go hard to get respect. And that's when I said, oh, my goodness. This is what city back, right? Yeah. Because my very first year, give Loudoun County a little love too, because I went to Loudoun County High School first.
Oh, okay.
And then I transferred to Flint Hill.
Oh, okay.
And that's when my life changed. See, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
I saved that for you.
Did you grow up in Ashburn?
So I got one even better for you, Dad, for the younger generation.
All right.
I was born in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Wow, you love that.
That's where,
ball.
Yes, come
so
on, baby. That's all we had.
Because Loudoun County back in 1985 was what? Farmland.
Yeah. Well, it took you forever to get there, Route 7.
I know, right?
Right? It's only two lanes. Right. Now we're really telling our age now, right?
I live there now. Come it's unbelievable.
On, right? So for me, back then, you heard about the Kenner League. You heard about Sidwell Friends. You heard about all these different leagues. I got to have it. So I tease Trey now about the kids say, I want that smoke. Well, where's the smoke? I smell it. Let me go get it because I know if I go get this smoke and I kick the butt, now I'm the smoke.
Right.
Now everyone's talking about me, and that was fun back in our day.
So Dennis Scott's with us. His son, who goes by Trey, is with us. Somebody tweeted us this yesterday and said, we have to ask you about it. I didn't know it. Going back to 87, I looked up the box score of the Capital Classic. I think you put up 14 in the game.
Of course.
The MVP, though, was like Greg Kubek or something like that.
Was it really?
Wow. Yeah, I think it was because they won. They beat us.
Yeah. But he said, ask him about the Alonzo Mourning game.
Ooh.
You guys played Alonzo Mourning in high school, and I think handed them
that
their only
you
loss.
When you asked him that.
Ooh, you know why? Because you had to watch that game to understand that I was a point guard. Mm. You're like, what? You were a point guard? Reggie Chambers was our point guard from New York. He had gotten sick literally the day before. And Stu Vetter comes to me and says, hey, I'm putting the ball in your hands. Mm. I'm like, huh? What?
You're like, I'm not shooting it. I'm used to shooting the
right. But at the time,
Magic, he's still going to shoot it.
Magic Johnson is still my favorite player, favorite person of all of basketball history. So I said, let's go. So if you go look at the highlights, I'm putting the ball on the floor. We had Aaron Bain. I'm diming him up. Dunks and having a good time.
Villanova, yeah.
Yep. And
great player.
And back then I teased him, too, that I had a little bit of hops. And I kind of alley-oop dunk over Alonzo, and I still rip him on that to this day.
That is awesome.
That's a good highlight, man. If you're dunking over Zoe,
yes.
In his prime,
yes.
That's awesome. I was going to say, we asked Chris Webber this. We had him on Wednesday, and I basically asked him, if with your skill set as a player then, where would you be now? Where would you be drafted now? And he said, I'd still go number one overall. My point was, your game would be different just because the game is has changed.
Right.
But you were third or fourth pick.
Fourth pick.
Mm-hmm. What? Where would you be drafted now, do you think?
Probably
so you were
similar.
Shooter.
Similar.
You
because,
were a shooter.
Because Derek Coleman's still Derek Coleman. Remember, right. Gary Payton is still Gary Payton. Mm-hmm. And Chris Jackson at the time is still Chris Jackson. So I think all four of us go similar. Maybe we might change a spot or two.
Right.
But the... Instead of averaging 28, maybe I'm averaging 35.
Right.
You're right. See what I'm saying?
Because you'd be jacking up more shots.
Because I'm
it's a faster game.
Think about this, in 1990, Bobby Crimmins allowed me to take 7 to 9 threes a game.
That's crazy.
Nobody had ever done that in college basketball history.
Correct.
I didn't know that at the time. I'm just having fun playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
So now today, now I'm taking 15 to 17 threes a game.
Right.
And even NBA coaches say, if you don't take that many shots, I'm taking you out of the game because now you're hurting the offense and the flow of the game.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was your best year in the NBA? I should have looked it up.
Probably 96. 96,
20 a game or something?
The night I broke the record, I was 11 of 17 from the field. Right. And at that time, no one had taken 17 threes in the game.
Wow.
So let's just talk quickly. And I feel bad for you, Trey. We're just talking to Dennis the whole time. Are you used to it?
He's used to it. He's used to it.
So part of the Orlando Magic resume – and by the way, I love you on TV. Your chemistry with Shaq when you do stuff. Shaq and all
just
that
foolish.
Stuff.
We're just foolish.
It's fun.
We're hilarious. Just foolish.
Part of your resume is in the 90s, the only team to beat the Bulls in the playoffs was the Orlando Magic.
Nick Anderson.
Take us kind of through those series. Take us through when Jordan comes back and what the team kind of thought.
Well, when we beat them, and what I like to try to tell kids is stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We know Mike is Mike, but let's show Mike who we are. So that's how we were as young kids. Think about it. You got Shaq, you got Nick, you got myself, you got Penny. So you have four young guys who have created their own way, their own name, so to speak. And then we get Horace Grant.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get that veteran to kind of give us that comfort that, okay, if we play a certain way, we know we have – our stability on the back line, the Shaq and Horace would rebound the basketball and defend. And then when things got crazy, Horace would calm us down. So with that being said, we weren't scared of Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But then Nick Anderson says, 45 is not 23.
Right.
Nick, shut your ass up, please, shut up. And that's when things got different. He came back and said, y'all take y'all's young butts home.
That's funny.
What was it like then to play him in the – next couple of years?
We were good then, you know, because we knew we could beat him. It's just that now he's back on Mike level, that iconic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're double teaming, you're doing other things, and Ryan Harper's there, and then they just have a better team at the time than they beat us again.
Right.
Do you like the style of basketball today versus when you played? Because I'm an old guy, you know, and it makes me crazy. I don't like all these guys just two dribbles across half court and start launching them.
I'm not mad at it. My thing is, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So Marc Gasol said it best. He said, Marc Gasol said, I want to stay in the NBA and play a couple more years, but Lionel Hollins is trying to make me a pick and pop five.
Right.
That's not who I am.
Right.
So he stopped in the NBA, went back overseas, and back playing how he wants to play.
Right.
So for all the kids and parents listening, the three-point shot's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watch the game like a DeMar DeRozan, what is he? He's the mid-range assassin.
Yeah.
I don't care what the rest of the NBA is doing. I'm doing what I do best and why they've paid me almost $200 million over my 15-year career. If I start shooting more threes, I'm not the same player. Now my value's not the same.
Right. But
Trey, what kind of player are you?
I feel like I could do everything.
Yeah.
I could shoot.
You can shoot it.
I can rebound, defend.
How tall are you? 6'9"?
6'10".
6'10"?
Officially now, yeah.
Okay. All right.
When did you commit to Georgia State?
I committed on my senior night, which was February 1st.
So just recently?
Yeah, recently.
And then what – I just love the recruiting process. What was that like for you? Did you have a ton of schools you got to choose from? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I would say it was definitely very stressful at first because, like, my ninth grade year, I went from, like, being a nobody to, like, my 10th grade year, I had a lot of schools start recruiting me, like some schools in the DMV area, like Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me guess, you had a growth spurt between freshman and sophomore year. Where
yeah, I definitely.
Like, okay,
I grew 3 inches, okay. And I just transformed my body. Was in the gym, in the lab, working.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was stressful. Me and my dad and my mom going on visits on the phone with coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to February 1st, Georgia State came to my game in December, and they were talking to me. They had seen me play the prior years, and they're like, "We love how you transformed your body and your game." And we went on a visit, and everything just felt great. Like the coaches were talking the language I wanted to hear, telling me that they'll help me get better and improve. So I just felt like
build
a great
around
fit.
You. That's they say that kind of stuff. Then it's exciting, exactly. Right?
Is your dad
right.
trying to draw a line through the state and put Tech on your shirt?
That's what I thought at first, but like everyone suspects because you know he was a player, he's an ex-player, he's gonna force me to go to Georgia Tech, but he's really been comforting during this whole process, making me feel like I can go wherever I want because at the end of the day, it is my choice. So
And of course, you're here for the Capital Classic, the nation's most legendary high school basketball All-America game
when we come back.
Since 1974. It's been a beacon in the D.C. community, showcasing some of the nation's top high school basketball talent. You name them, they've played in the Capital Classic. We'll talk to Dennis Scott and Trey, Dennis Scott III, more next here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.